Welcome to Historical Jesus. I'm Mark Vinette. According to Matthew's Gospel account, the Holy Family fled to Egypt to escape King Herod's wrath. Most Christian apologists believe Jesus, his mother Mary, and his adoptive father Joseph probably remained in Egypt for several years, until the death of Herod the Great. Let's listen to Bishop Robert Barron's historical and spiritual analysis of this harrowing journey, along with a few other viewpoints.
Joseph's whole existence and behavior are conditioned by obedience to the word of God. Joseph has transcended his own ego and listens to the word of God. And so we hear an angel appears in a dream, tells him to go to Egypt. Well, he went. Travel in the ancient world was desperately difficult. This was not a matter of hopping a plane and heading off to Florida. This was an almost total uprooting of one's life. More to it, Joseph knew that his job was to offer protection from desperate enemies. So imagine as he sets out on this journey. Any journey was difficult, especially across Sinai to Egypt. But he's also fleeing from desperate and powerful enemies. Nevertheless, he obeyed. When Herod finally died, the angel appeared again, told Joseph to go back to Israel. So up he got, and he went. No questions, no hesitations, no second thoughts. Once he knew what God wanted, he did it. When he got to the region around Jerusalem in the south, he heard that Herod's son was in charge. And so, prompted by still another dream, he moved the family to Nazareth in Galilee. Hearing, obeying, protecting, his whole life determined by the will and purpose of God. And think, friends, for a second, by any worldly standard, Herod was a greater man than Joseph. More famous, richer, more powerful, more influential, etc. Who cares? See, the Bible says it over and over again. Who cares? What matters is not worldly fame, power, wealth. What matters is hearing the word of God, obeying it, protecting those God gave us to protect. That's what makes a life holy. It's what makes a family holy. When each member of the family forgets his or her own prerogatives and projects and places the will of God first, that family will be holy. When together all the members of a family surrender to what God purposes, they themselves become holy and happy. There is the principle. Now, this family might not be impressive in the worldly sense. Maybe the members of this family won't achieve the projects they imagine for themselves. Who cares? Who cares? If they listen together to the word of God, surrender themselves to it, they become holy and happy. That's an implication of holiness, by the way. Joseph loved God and God's purposes, and this led him to protect the Son of God and to become the patriarch of the Holy Family. Down through the ages, in this great battle between unholy families and holy families, doesn't it appear as though unholy families managed to outmaneuver and outflank and outperform holy families? Unholy types get the upper hand. Yep, that's the wisdom of the world, but the Bible keeps saying, take a closer look. In fact, Herod's wicked scheme actually leads to the fulfillment of God's promises. Because of Herod, Joseph and the Holy Family flee to Egypt. And God had said through Hosea the prophet, out of Egypt I have called my son. And the implicit threat of Herod's son, which led Joseph to take the family to Nazareth, led to the fulfillment of another prophecy. For it was written, he shall be called a Nazarene. The point here is simple and clear. Never give in to the temptation of thinking that unholy people, that unholy families carry the day. It might seem that way for a time. It might appear that way to the wise people of the world. But the Bible insists that in the grand scheme of things, according to the movements of God's mysterious providence, holiness, authentic holiness, will always outflank and outmaneuver wickedness. Through our holiness, our cooperation with God's grace, God is indeed working his purposes out. And though the superficial historian, the superficial observer might not see it. The person with the eyes of faith sees it. So that, I think, is the stark option presented to us on this Feast of the Holy Family. The model, this simple Joseph, no great education, no great worldly accomplishments, no money, no power. Someone who'd be completely off the radar screen of any political or social or historical observer. And yet he's the one who had the grace to cooperate with God, to listen to God's voice. The message is, it is Joseph, despite all superficial evidence to the contrary, who in fact outmaneuvers Herod. It's Joseph who becomes, through his obedience and cooperation, a great instrument of grace.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Though St. Matthew's account may leave the impression that the flight into Egypt was almost immediate, it would have been at least 40 days after Christ's birth, following his presentation in the temple. Christ, his holy mother, and his adoptive father, St. Joseph, probably remained in Egypt for several years, until the death of Herod the Great. St. Nikolai Velimirovic, in the prologue, relates the following tale. The Holy Family, fleeing into Egypt, were accosted by robbers, one of whom, seeing the Christ child, was amazed at his supernatural beauty and said, "If God were to take human flesh himself, he would not be more beautiful than this child." The robber told his companions to take nothing from the family. In gratitude, the Mother of God told him, "This child will reward you richly for having spared him today." 30 years later, it was this robber who was crucified at Christ's right hand and was granted to hear the words, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise."
The Solemnity of Saint Joseph, Husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We understand the impact of Mary's yes, which allows Jesus to come into the world, but what about the yes of Saint Joseph? When this beautiful young woman, whom he is engaged to, turns out to be pregnant, Joseph overcomes his distress and says yes to the angel he sees in a dream and marries her. When Joseph is ready to bring Mary and the holy infant Jesus back from Bethlehem, he says yes when the angel tells him, "Take Jesus and Mary into Egypt." When it's time to return, he says yes again, but when he is warned not to go to Judea, his yes guides the Holy Family to Galilee and safety. Yes to Mary, yes to Egypt, yes to leaving Egypt, yes to Galilee. It's just that we never hear him say it. We never hear Joseph at all. All we know is that through his faith, obedience, and courage, Joseph saves the Holy Family again, again, and again. The silence of Saint Joseph speaks to us across the centuries. His trust in the Lord has helped save us all. We ask Saint Joseph in a special way, as he did for his blessed wife and Jesus, to lead us to safety.
Saint Joseph, who lived in the first century, was a descendant of Israel's King David and a carpenter by trade. Scripture tells us that he was a just and virtuous man who was betrothed to wed the young Blessed Virgin Mary. Upon finding her pregnant with the Son of God, Joseph, after a time of uncertainty, was encouraged by an angel to continue with the marriage plans. Because of his complete faithfulness and obedience to the will of God, Saint Joseph was chosen to become the spouse of the Mother of God and the adoptive father of Jesus Christ, as the divinely appointed earthly guardian and protector of the Holy Family. Saint Joseph provided and cared for the material needs of Mary and the child Jesus. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of many causes, especially fathers, families, married couples, children, pregnant women, workers, craftsmen, against doubt, the dying, and a happy and holy death. He is also the guardian and protector of the Universal Church. He has two feast days, Saint Joseph the husband of Mary on March 19th and Saint Joseph the worker on May 1st. I invite you to follow Saint Joseph's example and spend a few minutes in quiet contemplation, reflecting on the virtues of the Holy Family.
I'm Mark Vinette. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.